The Romani, or Roma, people have a rich history originating in northern India. This group of people has ties to Egyptian ancestry. Over a course of 500 years, the Romani people would travel from northern India, Egypt, Spain, into the British Isles. It was common for this group to work in these areas. Coppersmiths, peddlers, horse/livestock traders, and even fortune tellers. They were known to be condemned to wander the earth since they lived a life on the road. In modern times, Romani people do not commonly travel like their ancestors. Before the age of tiny homes and RVs, Romani travelers used wagons to live a more nomadic life. To achieve such a lifestyle, wagons were used as a mobile home as well as a place to conduct business. These wagons used by the Romani were referred to as vardos. Like many homeowners, Romanis commissioned someone to build a wagon costing anywhere from 50 to 150 euros. Much like modern society, new homes/wagons were commissioned to oftentimes celebrate a new child or even becoming newlyweds. The more ornate the wagon signified how wealthy one was. Most commonly, wagons were equipped with stoves, storage, and sleeping quarters. These wagons were intended to be drawn by horses. There are six main styles of wagons used by travelers, which include the brush, reading, ledge, bow top, open lot, and the Burton style. Harold Warp's Pioneer Village currently owns one that resembles the ledge style of wagon. The ledge style most notably has a cottage shape design as well as spacious living area. Back in the day, Romani people were oftentimes referred to as gypsies. Today, there are many debates on which is the correct term to call this group of people. After doing some research, most Roma people would prefer to be called Romani or travelers. Gypsy is a more archaic term which can easily be replaced with Romani. Harold Warp's Pioneer Village is notorious for its expansive collection on wagons and carriages. Harold was looking for an authentic Romani wagon, but was having little success finding one in the United States. Around 1953, the opportunity arose to purchase the wagon. A woman in France sold the wagon to the museum for $250. In letters exchanged by the founder, Harold Warp, and his sister Clara, discussed the importance of finding authentic wagon from the 1950s with all the ornate features. Harold was specifically interested in what kind of conditions the traveler wagon would arrive in and if it had original pieces, including the brass railings. Due to the time period, it would take over a year for the wagon to be acquired by Pioneer Village. Harold Warp's Pioneer Village is one of the few museums with an authentic gypsy wagon. European travelers' tradition suggests that wagons were burned once someone passed on. Not many made it from that time period, as well as having original pieces, making it remarkable to have an intact traveler wagon at Pioneer Village. This museum has a plethora of unique artifacts that sets it aside from any other attraction in Nebraska. Check out the Harold Warp Pioneer Village to discover local and international history.